Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday. I look forward every week to coming to you and sharing these short videos as a means of encouragement that you might begin to let God become tangible. We've kind of said it throughout the number of videos that we've done, but we're really wanting God to be able to come out of the pages of the Bible and get into your life. So number one, that God would become tangible. Number two, that you'd get answers to your prayers. And number three, that you'd have the testimonies to begin to share with others. Now, the first 10 or 11 sessions that we've done, and of course, these videos are short. They're just around 10 minutes. First, we started at like 8 minutes, and then I could never reach 8 minutes. It always went past. So now it's somewhere between 10, 12, and 13 minutes, but still, it's a relatively short video. Well, the first 10 to 11 videos, we've been sharing things about acknowledging God, God's grace being everywhere, inviting Him to be a part of everything you do and everything you say, the hearing, seeing, and doing life, which is Jesus sharing thoughts like, I don't say anything unless I hear my Father say it. I don't do anything unless I see my Father do it. And for 3.5 years, Jesus had more miracles than the books could even contain that were present in that particular day. So what does that say? But there were constant miracles, constant testimonies from the Lord Jesus Christ in His ministry, which means He was constantly hearing His Father talk, and He was constantly seeing what His Father was sharing with Him, which shows you that it ought to be very, very real, normal, and regular for us to hear God and to recognize His presence, at least. And then we shared some things about what is real Christianity. Is it the connection that we have to the principles that we're trying to establish in our own life and the works that we try to produce on the other side of the cross? In other words, by grace are you saved through faith, but then once you're saved, you got to work really hard to perfect your salvation? Or is it possibly hanging out with Jesus, spending time with the Holy Ghost, and being influenced by God in every arena? Obviously the Word of God, obviously your prayer time. And of course, our confession is what just holds us steadfast to what we know to be true. But hanging out with Jesus is the real life of the believer. The life of the believer didn't switch to us getting saved and then still going right back to the law through all the works that everybody did before the law. The life of the believer is getting to hang out with God and spend time with Him. These truths that we've shared already, and we're not varying from this, we're just going into another segment here talking about your spiritual connection with God. But these truths, I encourage you, go over them and over again until it becomes so normal for you to wake up every day with the idea of recognizing and knowing that grace is going to be everywhere. In other words, God's influence to your life personally will be everywhere. Can you recognize it? Will you recognize it? Those are good questions. Something that your own heart hunger has to lead you to want to be aware of God on a regular basis and hear Him talk to you, and to be alert to the things that are going on around about you, and to make sure that you involve those things that you begin to see God doing into a relationship. In other words, when my wife does something for me that I really appreciate, I say things like, thank you, honey, I appreciate what you just did for me, and so on and so forth, she does to me. And isn't it interesting that every time somebody appreciates you, or in a sense, asks you to be a part of what you're doing, it is very comforting and very inviting. And that's what begins to actually make a relationship special. Not saying hi and never seeing them for 2 weeks. Not saying I love you, but doing something else. It's actually the interaction that makes a relationship special. And that's what we want to perfect in our relationship with God. And it comes from awareness. Yes, and the awareness comes from hunger. So let's move on today, but we're going to share our same verse, because this passage of scripture, Matthew 11, 27 to 30, is a perfect passage for us to move from in order to experience more adventures in grace. Okay, Jesus resumed talking to the people, but now tenderly. The Father has given me all these things to do and say. This is a unique Father and Son operation coming out of Father and Son intimacies. No one knows the Son the way the Father does, nor the Father the way the Son does. But I'm not keeping them to myself. I'm willing to go over them line by line with anyone willing to listen. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting upon you. Keep company with me and you'll learn how to live freely and lightly. All right, so today we're going to come on over to John chapter 4, 23 and 24, where Jesus is talking to the woman at the well, and he begins to reveal some wonderful thoughts that go right directly to, who are you? Really interesting, and that's why we took the subject of what is real Christianity. And now we're beginning to describe some of these things by getting right down to the bare bones of who really are you. I mean, I know you can feel your flesh right now. I know you have a mind and you can think of something like 2 + 2 = 4, 3 × 3 = 9. Well, that's my mind. Tapping on my hand is my flesh. Is that all that I am? You know, it's very interesting, even when, and of course, this is not the greatest of thoughts, but if you've ever been to a funeral to see a loved one or someone that you knew, and they're in that casket, you can really tell for sure in that moment, you know, my friend is not there. That's the body, but they're not in it. And it's that person on the inside, that hidden person of the heart. There are scriptures we'll go to in a moment that'll show some of this, that really this subject needs to be brought up, because I'm telling you, in the religions of the world, there's not too many of them that even touch this subject. I mean, I can say that the Buddhist religion does a good job in this particular area, making people aware when you study after their religion, their understanding, that there is a spirit that needs to be contacted, the spiritual person of the man. Well, Christianity should be doing extremely well in this, because this is exactly who we are. And this is how we make our connection with God, recognizing that we are a spirit and God is a spirit. And the connection that we have with one another is how we actually begin to hear and see and know and follow the Lord and begin to progress, where the physical things of this life actually are no longer on the top shelf. Our spiritual connection to God is the number one issue in our life, and the physical things of life actually take better shape by being controlled by someone who actually has a connection with God. This is very, very important. So here we are in John chapter 4, 23 to 24. It says, "But the hour is coming and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth." There it is right there. Jesus making reference to what? You need to worship God from your spirit in truth. Now, truth means reality. So what reality are we talking about? We're talking about the heavenly reality of God, that when you trust God and connect to Him, you will impose that reality upon this world. There are people walking around with tumors in their body, and yet I've seen tumors disappear from people's bodies instantly. We just prayed for someone today for a tumor in their body, and I just thank God that thing disappeared and is no longer there. Now, what is the reality? The reality is God, through Christ, took our infirmities, which includes tumors, bore our sicknesses, which includes whatever disease or sickness caused it, and with His stripes we were healed. So that's the truth. Even though the physical shows something different, when you're connected to God from your spirit and you're walking in truth, that's when the things of the earth change. And we're all about changing the things that are in the earth, so we don't just live by what we see and what we feel in this earthly realm. We live out of heaven. Can you say amen to that? Further, this verse says, "For the Father is seeking such to worship Him." God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth, or in reality. Well, that pretty well sums it up. If God is spirit, then I have to find a way of connecting to the spiritual world where God is. Well, that would be really difficult if I wasn't a spirit myself. In other words, if all I am is flesh and some intellect, well, then the part of me that would contact God would be my spirit. And if I'm not a spirit, then there's no connection. But because I am a spirit, God made us as spiritual beings, then the potential and possibility of connecting with a spirit of higher origin, God Himself, is more than possible. We're going to find out it's normal. So in the Message Bible, we only have a few more minutes left in this session. I know we're just introducing it, but it's still good material, and it gets you to start thinking out of the physical realm into the spiritual realm. And that's where everything begins to take shape, folks, is in the spiritual world. So in the Message Bible says, it is who you are and the way that you live that count before God. I've got to stop there and just bring that to the forefront because, you know, those that are just bound by always trying so hard to impress God with all of their physical duties and their works and their accomplishments, that's not what it's talking about. When it says it's who you are and the way that you live, it means how you perceive reality and the choices you make. Your perception of reality and the choices you make are either going to connect you to God or they're going to connect you to the flesh and the world. We'll talk in a little bit about Adam and Eve because that's exactly what happened with them. God created them to be connected to Himself once and for all. And yet man made a bad choice and connected himself from his flesh to the world. And that's where things have gotten off and been skewed for over 6,000 years into the 7,000 year that we're in right now before Jesus comes. I know there's a remnant of those of you that are watching. We're going to get a hold of this where we're going to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit, and receive answers from God in the Spirit. And the fleshly world will no longer be as important as it has once been. And the great part about it is we will override the negativity of the flesh world with this wonderful relationship with God in the Spirit. Listen to what it goes on to say. It's who you are and the way you live. In other words, your perspective, what you perceive to be real, and the choices you make that count before God. Your worship must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. Notice it says here the word engage. Well, we've got a story for you. We'll tell it to you next time. A real fun story there about engaging. But anyhow, you must engage your spirit in the pursuit of truth. That's the kind of people the Father is out looking for. Those who are simply and honestly themselves before Him in their worship. I'll just throw this out kind of like a piece of meat for a second, like a dog bone for a dog to grab a hold of. Simply and honestly, yourselves. Why do you think that's so important? Because there's nothing about this present world that we're in that's going to help you to really locate you. But the moment you locate you, because God lives in the real you, which is your spirit, that's when you locate Him. It's so important for us to know that we are spiritual beings and our connection with God comes right out of our spirit. Can you say amen? Quickly, we'll share the rest of this. God is spirit, is sheer being itself, spirit. Those who worship Him must do it out of their very being, their spirits, their true selves, in adoration. Well, that's a pretty powerful passage of scripture there in the Message Bible, the way that it expounds upon what we read in the King James Version or the New King James is very wonderful, and it very, very much opens this subject up for us to begin to experience. Wow, God's doing great and awesome things all the time. Okay, one of the great stories that I have, which is really, really cool, it's just real quickly about my daughter, Drew. You can read, if you go to Drew Leonard on Facebook, you can look at her baby story that she wrote about just having Lucy James, who's now just about a month and a half old, and she's as cute as can be. Well, in that story, Drew tells about how that they just believed God again for this second birth, of a letting God just help them to have that baby. They didn't go to the hospital, didn't take any drugs, didn't go to any doctors. They just had a friend of theirs that was there that knew some things about, you know, delivering a baby, and it just went wonderfully well. And Drew tells her story. Well, when things were taking place that day, and I was in prayer, it wasn't long that I was in prayer, and I started laughing. And in the midst of that laughter, I heard God speaking to my heart to say, tell Drew that the secret to this delivery will be the joy of the Lord is my strength. And that joy and laughter all the way through this delivery will be your strength. Well, I went ahead and texted that to her, and I know she responded positively. And in the story, what you'll find out is, and of course, this is something that she had spoken to me, is it was just actually a few moments before I sent that text to her, God spoke to her heart and said, the secret to this delivery will be the joy of the Lord is your strength. And so isn't that wonderful? And she mentions, you know, in her story that my dad, after the Lord told me that, my dad texted that to me, the very thing that the Lord told me, as a confirmation. This is just how wonderful our Lord is. You know, it's kind of interesting. We got these cell phones and we feel so techie, you know, being able to do, I don't feel too techie. But anyhow, many people do feel techie, all the different things they're able to do. But it comes right down to the simplistic fact that God has been techie from the very beginning. Isn't it awesome? You could be in one particular town. Somebody could be in a state 1,600 miles away, and the Lord say the same thing to you, and the same meaning of the same thing is what brings you through. God knows how to make a connection. God knows how to use, if you will, the Wi-Fi of heaven and connect people's hearts at the right time in the right place, where the grace of God is always leading us and guiding us. One little experience after another, until it becomes normal for you to experience God. Well, we have a Adventures in Grace YouTube channel. If you'd like to subscribe, please do so. You'll get all these videos that'll come that particular way. You can go to the Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us. You'll also get the videos that particular way. And then, of course, if you'd like to go to our website just to find out more about us, jimhockaday.com. And how wonderful it is that we share these wonderful truths every single week. In fact, now, if you know or noticed, we're going to twice a week, Tuesday and Friday, a new video will be uploaded, and it's just going to get better and better and better. So please, by all means, share with us testimonies. Let us know how we're doing and how this is registering to you, because I believe what's so vitally important in this last day is those that believe in God to have the kind of relationship where the testimonies of God's miraculous, wonderful, everyday interaction is what you build up day by day, testimony by testimony, until we believers begin to share these truths around the world and people realize Jesus is alive. We'll see you next time. God bless you.